Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Yeah, I just can't believe that happened.
Yeah, but let's not talk about it in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I just don't want to get into my personal life.
Yeah, that's like really deep. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, turn on my happy personality.
Hey guys. No.
So if you're watching the video and you notice my face looks a little red or anything, I'm not embarrassed. I just got a BBL an hour ago.
Oh yeah, if you watched the podcast from a few weeks ago, we said Lucas got a BBL, which actually wasn't clickbait.
Yeah, and again, I'm not lying. I didn't get a Brazilian butt lift. I got broadband light, but they refer to it as a BBL, so I'm gonna refer to that as well. So I got my photo facial, and my face is red.
And now...
I got laser treatments. Okay, you know that video of Kanye West where he's in TMZ saying, I got liposuction so you guys wouldn't call me fat, and he's like screaming at them?
Oh, yeah.
That's me right now. Like, I got a BBL facial so you bitches wouldn't say I have red spots on my face.
I know. You did it so because you knew someone was going to comment. You look butt-ass ugly.
I got a laser treatment on my face because of you guys. Just kidding. It was just for me. It was something between me and God. Nobody else was involved.
Oh, yeah. If for some reason I knew someone that got something because of a hate comment, I would want to talk them through it.
I mean,
Because I would rather have someone do it for themselves.
Yeah, for sure. No one's ever... I think we're just lucky because we just aren't known for being... Like, we're known for being hot, but, like, you know what I mean? But, like, no one really comments on our
That's
appearance.
That's, like, my second layer.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
But no one really ever comments on our appearance, which I guess is nice.
Yeah, like right now and like what I'm doing on the internet, like with the podcast and my YouTube channel, like maybe it's because like the audience isn't that big for me, but I don't get that much hate. But I don't want to say that because I don't want people to start
But
hating.
Do you know what the actual tea is?
What?
YouTube just blocks out the hate now.
Oh, no, but I have gone on the helpful review tab and all it is people. So, okay. So when you look at comments, there's all these comments and there's this tab that says helpful review.
Yeah.
Which, when I clicked on it, people say to sometimes, like, that's, like, the bad hate comments out, and I just wanted to know. And what I mostly saw was just
You wanted to just, like, beat up yourself a bit?
Well, what I saw was just people saying, I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, it's like
subscribe
spam.
To my channel. So, maybe they do black out the comments that say, fucking gay ass, you're going to hell. Like, I don't know if they do that, but I didn't see any like that. But, that's just my experience.
What was I
Me doing
say?
This over and over.
Oh, And by the way, I do have a headache. I know in a podcast a few months ago, Jacob made fun of headache people. Today, I'm a headache person.
Are you slowly turning into a headache person?
I think I might be turning into a headache person, but this is the most annoying thing about like your own body. Since I got the effing BBL facial, I can't take Advil today. That's one of the things you can't do. And because of that, I know my body got a headache. Because they were like, bitch, you have to deal with this. You can't take Advil.
It's kind of like a placebo
But like,
thing.
I know if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have a headache. If I knew I could take, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I do have a headache.
It's like...
Just in the case, like, the vibe's off.
So, if I drank coffee, I know I'd be like, oh, I feel more awake. But then someone tells me it's decaf, it's like, okay, then that was literally just a placebo.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That would be crazy. Video experiment?
Oh, like, my God. Every day someone gets me a different...
You have a month go by. Every week, I pick if it's decaf or not. And then you have to guess after the month, based on your journal or whatever... Which weeks were decaf and which were not?
That would be fun.
Should we do this?
That does sound like a fun idea.
A month is too much of a commitment. I'm saying maybe
a
like,
week.
Yeah, oh, maybe 3 days even. 4 days.
And that would be fun.
Yeah, we should do that.
Because it would be fun to just realize, like, what's a placebo and what's not a placebo.
Oh, you're like, there was this show called Freaks and Geeks with, like, James Franco and all these people back in the day. And they had an episode where they're having a party and they... had non-alcoholic beer, but everyone still acted like they were drunk. I've always wondered.
I remember you saying that.
I've always wondered if I had a night where I thought I was drinking actual alcohol, would I act drunk if it was unalcoholic? Like, am I that much of a fake bitch? And it's all been a placebo this whole time.
So maybe I'm just think of myself too highly, but I swear I would know. Like, even if it still tasted like shit, like alcohol, how alcohol does. Like, I feel like I would know.
I don't think I would act like sloppily drunk, but I think I would be in a better mood. I'd be like, hell yeah, like I'd be like more free and stuff because I would just assume I was drunk, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I actually know what would happen for me. Okay, so there's obviously a difference between tipsy and like actually drunk. I feel like I feel like no one would get actually drunk.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
even
you wouldn't be like
you
falling over
just because. if someone did do that, then they're like the most dramatic person.
So you have an issue and we need to get to the bottom of it? If like they're pretending to be like sloppy drunk?
Oh yeah, but back to the headache thing, I actually want to say a message.
Oh. Okay.
So something that I realized as I got an older, and I'm not even joking, guys. So when I was 16, I remember always like, I remember sometimes telling people like, I've never had a headache. Like, I just feel like I'll never get a headache. Okay, so I've told you that in man before. But like, I've had like a few headaches in my day, and I honestly think it's a thing where like, you just like, okay, obviously I know I'm not old, but I just mean as you go up, like I feel like you just like feel experience more things. So like, it was a thing where like, like when you're like so young, you just think like, bitch, like you're just faking
this. I actually do remember thinking this, and I remember thinking like, wait, what is a headache? I actually do remember thinking that when I was like a teen.
Oh yeah, because I swear when I was like 16, when I like old people got headaches all the time, I was like, I'm never gonna get a headache. It's weird because I've never had one.
One thing that I still know is fake, and everybody's lying about it, is brain freezes,
anxiety. I'm joking, guys.
Brain freezes. I remember growing up, and even now, really, I was like, I have the worst brain freeze. Oh my God. Like, oh my God, my brain hurts. And it's like, bitch, nothing hurts.
Wait, you don't get brain freezes?
I swear to God, I don't get brain freezes. I've drank in milkshake and been like, oh my God, my head. It's like, calm down. You're fine.
But you've had times where like it hurts.
No, the only thing I've ever gotten, which this is what I thought I was like, this is when I was like, okay, maybe it's just a frozen throat for me. I have gotten a throat freeze. Is that what a brain freeze is? It never has gone to my brain like that. I don't think, at least
that has happened to me before. Like, really? I don't think they're exaggerating.
So when you eat ice cream, you're getting a brain freeze each time. Does it happen every time?
It happened to me more when I was a kid because I would go to Dairy Queen and like I would get a Blizzard and I'd eat it so quick. But now I know, like, I never get brain freezes anymore.
I mean, I think I actually have experienced it, like, once. Maybe. But, like, I think for the most part, it was always my throat that felt cold.
Something else in the same vein is the funny bone.
Oh, that one's made up. We all have to admit that.
I've experienced it, but people do over-exaggerate it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I'm past the age where, like, it's not acceptable anymore to, like, smack someone and, like, do a Charlie horse and shit. Like, I'm so happy I'm out of that era.
I always hated...
That just hurts people. Rip your arm, punch you so hard, like, Charlie horse or whatever. It's like, bitch, this is abuse.
That has the same energy of when I was in school. I don't know if you know about this. It probably was a thing, too. Where, like, people would say, corn dog.
I know, and then whip up your ass.
I know, and it just, like... I just don't like shit where it's beating people up.
I know, I think just, like, being 28, that doesn't happen. Maybe it's because I'm not in a normal workplace. Like, if I worked an office job, people still coming up behind you, poking your back, like, up, hit you in the skull.
Saying, corn dog.
Or, like, giving you a noogie?
Oh, yeah, but that's for little kids.
Does that still happen at office jobs? Please let us know. Like, I want to know, does that shit happen? Like, I don't know if you obviously don't call this anymore, but I don't know what else to call it. The arm twist? It used to be called the Indian twist, but I'm assuming that's, you know what I mean?
If I worked an office job and someone kept giving me an arm twist, and then I just, after day 30, I was like, can you stop doing it? And then they said, I just was doing it because I was trying to float with you. I'd be like,
bitch, I don't want to ever marry you. You're going to get abused the whole
leave
time.
Leave me the fuck alone.
But please, if you work in like an office environment, please let us know. Is there still people you have to look out for in the snack room and stuff? Because they'll give you a corn dog. I'm assuming that, not a corn dog. That'd be...
Yeah, I feel like there always is annoying people. And like, it's not like I'm above being annoying. I'm annoying a lot of the time. Yeah. But I feel like that still happens, right?
For sure. 100%.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard about like a mom or a dad talking about people doing corn dogs. But yeah, but stuff in that vein.
I haven't heard about the corn dog, but I haven't heard about like that type of behavior. But I was very surprised. I'm not even going to say what family member it is. They're a lot older, like above middle aged. And I found out they were low-key getting bullied at work. And I was like, bitch, you have to worry about getting bullied in that age?
Oh, yeah, that's like sucks.
So if you're getting bullied in your middle school, it doesn't end. I'm just kidding. It gets better.
You just need to tell them what's up. That's the only way. You have to be strong to do that, but... If you can do it.
Yeah, you're either the bully or the bullied. So are you going to be the one being mean to everyone? So if you get a new job, start the first day at your new job being rude to everyone so you're established as the bully.
Oh, so people know, like, not to mess with you?
Yeah, just kidding. Don't do that.
Well, like, you could just, like, give up a vibe of, like, oh, like, if I started a new job, I would just say, like, I'm from, New Jersey. So like, don't mess with me. Cause I feel like, have you guys seen like these interviews of people saying like, I'm from like New Jersey or something. Oh, and then they yeah. say like, and then they say like, I have a, like, no, okay. This isn't like, but I remember this, who I'm thinking of right now is Bebe Rexha. I remember she said one time, I'm from New York. So like,
don't mess with me.
And like, for some reason, it just was funny. Cause Bebe Rexha, like, I don't know. It's funny because she doesn't look like so. I don't even know what someone from New York looks like, but it just didn't fit the vibe.
Beat you up.
Yeah, it didn't fit the vibe is what I'm trying to say.
But bro of the week. Jalen. Give a hand for Jalen and the kitty cat. There's a kitty cat in the photo.
But I love the kitty cat.
I know. Thank you so much, Jalen, for supporting the podcast. Jalen didn't write anything. She didn't write like, oh, say this, talk about this. Simply just a photo of Jalen and the cat. And thanks for sending it. And thanks for listening to the podcast. And this is your week.
Yeah, and your cat's eyes, if they are actually blue, that's cool. But it might be like the shine. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The cat just, it looks like the cat is excited to be photographed for like the clout. But they also are just like, they don't want to appear too eager.
Yeah. I am so excited that you sent us nothing because, I always find people so interesting when you meet them and they just say hi and they're actually being welcoming. But like, you know, some people like there's obviously multiple types of welcoming, but you know, it's just so funny when someone just says hi, but some people say, hi, what's up? What's your name? But,
oh, yeah.
But like, I like love when someone just says hi.
They give you nothing.
Yeah.
But like in a friendly way.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Jalen. Love you and the cat and have a great week. You are the bro of the week, Jalen.
Yes, so.
But speaking of, oh, where people say where they're from, that makes me think of the Blac Chyna video. I saw she was trending on Twitter and I was like, oh my God, guess what happened?
This is interesting.
She was in an airport just like screaming about like telling people to get vaccinated or something, but she wasn't wearing a mask. I was just so confused about the whole thing. But she kept saying in there, you guys, I moved to LA. I've lived in LA. And I was thinking, I was like, wait, should I start using that as a bragging point for myself? Like if anyone's ever in a fight with me, I could be like, you know, I lived in LA for 8 years, right? And then, like, use that as some sort of a, like, that's, I don't know what she, I was confused by the whole thing.
The
but.
Way that I picture stuff like that is if someone did say, like, I'm from LA, I'm from New York, or I'm from Florida, like, Miami. Like, I feel like it would only work if you're in such a small town. A town of, like, it might work other places, but I feel like if you're in a town of 200 people at the local bar, if you did say, like, yeah, like, I lived in LA, so, like, you better not mess with me. I feel like people would be like, whoa.
Oh, she wasn't saying I'm from LA, because she said in the same place, like, I'm from D.C. and stuff. But then she also said, and I moved to LA. Like, I've been out in LA. So I was thinking, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to start using that.
Was she just bragging, though? Like,
yeah, I think I was just saying, like, you guys are nothing. Like, I've been in LA, you guys. Okay, I've lived in LA.
So with the Blac Chyna video, I don't even know the backstory behind it. I don't know how it started, but I watched, like, the minute of it, and, like, yeah, just was whole yelling, like, please get vaccinated. I don't know if she said please. Maybe not that polite. But then she just kept saying, like, your kids get the measles shots to go to school and stuff. And then why not get the vaccination? And I found it funny just because, like, it was just funny how it happened in the airport. Like,
and I know you, I'm pretty sure you have to wear a mask in every airport. So I'm just going to create my own backstory. My backstory is that she didn't want to wear a mask in the airport, even though you have to. So she was saying, like, we wouldn't even have to wear masks if all you bitches just got vaccinated.
Is that what it was?
Because I'm pretty sure in all airports you have to wear a mask.
I could see she was walking to the airport and someone told her, put on a mask. And then she just got mad because when the vaccination first started happening in the U.S., they said no masks for like 2 months. Maybe she just was like, if everyone would have got vaccinated, there would be no masks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good storyline. I'm just going to believe that.
Mm. People like her are so interesting, though, because like she seems so shy, but then every now and then, like, she'll bubble into this thing, you know, which is, I love people like that, who, like, a lot of time they're so quiet, and then, like, randomly, like, out of nowhere, just, like, so much fire comes out, you know?
Oh, yeah, like, she is so interesting, because I've seen interviews with her, but, like, she just is, like, so quiet, and, like, she, like, you can tell she feels awkward.
I know, remember that one interview she walked out of?
Oh, yeah, she walked out.
What's that
out.
Guy's podcast called? He interviews, like, all these.
No Jumper.
Yeah. He's, like. He interviews so many, like, rappers and stuff.
Yeah, he's, like, a rapper person.
But in that interview, like, he was just, I think I watched it because I heard that she walked out, so I wanted to watch the end, like, when it happened. And I probably have this wrong, but I think he was asking about her music or something, but I think she thought he was, like, making fun of her music. She was like, I don't like the vibes in here, I'm leaving. But then apparently after she left, It was because she had to go to the bathroom, but she went in the bathroom and apparently it was disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that's what
apparently
happened.
Apparently the bathroom was disgusting, so she was like, F this. Like, I have to go pee so bad. Or I don't know if she had to shit or what, but she was like, F this. Like, I'm leaving. You guys need to clean your bathrooms better.
No, but like, I don't know how dirty the bathroom was.
I know. Like, it would have to be pretty gross to like just totally refuse to use it.
If for some reason I was in this scenario, I feel like the only way this could happen is if I walked in and it was like a porta potty, like poop on the floor.
I know, I'd be like, okay, bitch, you need to clean this up.
I need to go piss. I can't go piss in here with poop on the floor.
But like, if it, I can't, I wouldn't picture it to be that bad though.
Like, for some reason, like, this is just me, guys. I feel like she probably was just uncomfortable and kind of just made up that was the reason.
Yeah, which I mean, I would get. Like, some of those podcasts go on, like, 2 hours. Like, if you're 45 minutes in and you know there's going to be another hour and you're already not feeling the vibe, might as well just walk out.
Oh, yeah, I've wondered that with podcast interviews. Like, I've thought before, like, if someone purely is interviewing you, it's not really a conversation, like, that is a long-ass time.
I know.
Like, some podcasts are, like, 2 hours of just...
Somebody should make it a thing where, like, they don't have a blow-up or anything, but they just walk out of interviews. Like, they're just like, yeah, I'm just kind of over it. And then, like, there's literally nothing against you. I actually really like you. And you were... Oh, sorry, guys. You were so nice in the interview, but I just want to leave.
I could picture... that being Lord's thing. I could picture Lord doing, like, Sunday morning, whatever that thing is that... I was just about to say it was an annoying thing. I was just about to say that one show that no one watches, but it's still on.
Wait, you mean Good Day Morning America?
Yeah. I mean, bitches watch it, obviously.
I'm confused about stuff like that.
Good Day America. I know, it just feels like I'm in the 80s, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
But I could picture her being doing an interview and like 5 minutes in and she just leaves because she's all about, I don't know, I think she's all about like wellness and stuff. So I picture her just be like, you know, like the vibe just not like, there's too much happening. I'm just going to... Go back to, like, my New Zealand vibes.
Oh, yeah, somebody should start doing that.
That would be funny.
Support for Lucas and Jacob, the Bro Show, is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code LucasJacob at manscaped.com.
Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. I have tried the Lawnmower 4.0. And it's amazing. It's totally next level, and I love it.
Yeah, sometimes when you shave your nuts or balls or whatever, like, it just cuts. Like, I've actually gotten cut before, but with Manscaped products, that doesn't happen. No balls getting cut up in here.
Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. I now feel confident shaving my little boys.
The upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. It gives you the ability to turn on the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The lawnmower also even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. Did I mention it has wireless charging? The new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. Men, if you've been shaving with the same nut trimmer on your face, you've been doing it wrong. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, so you need a separate one for the nutsack.
It's time to get your own ball hair and body trimmer with Manscaped to make me time the best time and to enhance your confidence with some nice, smooth boys. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code LucasJacob at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LucasJacob at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code LucasJacob. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Let me see what I want to bring up today on this blessed day. Oh, first up.
Oh, yes. We should do one like, well, like, I don't know what you'd call it, but like, we should just do one where like, Well, like we talk like blessed people.
Oh my God, yeah. Like,
it doesn't need to be like...
We aren't necessarily trying to become a religion, but like have a religion vibe. Like you can be a part of a religion. You could be whatever, like Muslim, Christian, Jewish, or anything. But like in this, it won't infringe on your religion, our religion, but like we'll just add to it.
So would this be... I kind of didn't always fully understand what these people mean when they say this. When they say, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. So if we did do that, theoretically, it would be a spiritual experience, right?
Oh, yeah, there's some word. Because I've like noticed with meditation apps, a lot of them say like, oh, by the way, like, this isn't like against your religion. They say like, this is totally like, what is the word?
Because don't...
Non-denominational?
Oh, that sounds like it.
Or like
means
we aren't like, I forgot. Well, there's some way they explain it where it's like, it's not going to infringe on your religion, but like you can still do it.
I could picture even, I don't know if this is the thing, but I could picture like a yoga studio saying that just because I know like some, I'm just bringing it back to Christians since like our family used to be so Christian. I know like some Christians like the hardcore, like probably don't like meditation.
Yeah, like or yoga. Like,
oh, they just like think it's like the devil or something. Yeah. I'm assuming.
Not all of them, obviously, but just a small fraction.
Yeah.
What was I going
to
say?
Yeah, but look forward to that.
What were we just talking about? Oh, one of the biggest things this week, which Jacob weirdly hasn't heard about, is Couched Girl on TikTok.
No, I haven't.
It's probably from like a couple weeks ago. I just heard about it from like people tweeting about it and stuff. So basically...
I'm just going to guess she was laying on a couch for 2 weeks and got stuck. No,
it's one of these TikToks where somebody uploaded... As far as I'm aware, she didn't really have a following before, but it went viral, but for complete wrong reasons. So she uploaded a TikTok surprising her boyfriend in college. And it starts out with like playing like this really like loving song, like, oh, like we're meant to be together or something like that. And it says like surprising my boyfriend at college. And she has a suitcase, which is for some reason just adds to it. But she has a suitcase walking into this dorm party. She gets into the dorm party and is like, hey.
Why'd
she
bring a suitcase?
Because she's like moving in with her boyfriend. I don't know. But or just staying there for the weekend. She goes and the boyfriend who she's surprising is on a couch with two girls. And like people, and it went viral because people are saying like, first of all, he wasn't excited to see you. And second of all, like he was talking to two girls. They're saying like, cause and then people that came up with like these conspiracies. Like if you watch really slowly, like the girl has her hand on his leg. Or, like he's touching the girl or something. Like, so they're saying like, girl, like why'd you upload this? Like your boyfriend's cheating on you.
Wait. So what happened when she got there? So she got there and all that was happening. But did like he at least get up and like say,
I think he eventually gets up. I think that was another thing people were saying. Like he didn't even get up when you walked in. No, we need to watch this because I've only watched it once.
Wait, I want to do a PSA. This isn't only for females. This is for every gender. Because I'm on Reddit. Like I go on Reddit. And like people, I feel like people in there say stuff since it's anonymous. And people need to higher their standards, guys. Like, I see these Reddit posts where people have the lowest standards. Like, people say, yeah, like, like, we've been dating for 6 months, but he's, like, not showing up. Or, like, she's not showing up or something. Like, people need to higher their standards. Like,
yeah.
You guys can't let assholes fool you.
Okay, let's see your opinion, though. Because, like, they've already just came out and defended it and said it's not true. But, like, let's see what your opinion is. Because I'll just narrate it. It says, surprising my boyfriend in college. He walks in.
Yeah.
And then that's the boyfriend on the couch back there. And people are saying he's with two girls, first of all. And like, he doesn't really get up that fast. Like, you know what I mean? But then eventually he hugs her. You know what I mean? So what's your opinion?
Wait, can I watch it one more
time?
Yeah,
when you actually watch it, it's surprising because like, it doesn't seem that bad.
It kind of felt like everyone's overhyping it. But let's see.
Oh, there's actually three girls on the couch with him, not two. So what's your opinion? No, but we need to watch it again and really look at the girls. I keep forgetting to look at that.
Okay, but first I need to give a side note. Is that, wait, but it kind of seems like they're sitting on the couch. It doesn't seem like they're
canoodling. Let's look at the girls and him. Like, is there any suspicious activity? Yeah, looking at it, isn't anything that crazy. And the girls, other girls on the couch, I guess they made a TikTok being like, guys, like, nothing was going on. But the funny thing to me is when I heard about this, I thought it was so funny because, first of all, the song in the background has so much because I'll give you all of me, give me all of you. And it's also funny because she's bringing a suitcase. It's like, girl, like, why are you moving in?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's why I'm laughing mostly because, Because she's, okay, so there's this dorm party, and then she has a suitcase walking in. So, like, that's, like, the funniest part to me, because it gives the vibe of, like, oh, I thought this was, like, a party. Okay, so with the girl situation on the couch, I have no idea, but it just looks like they're just sitting there. It doesn't look, like,
sexual.
Yeah, it's
crazy how it went so viral, when you actually get down
to
it.
But am I just not, like, am I not, like, looking enough? Am I just, like... Would I file for it if I was in this situation? Be like, you out cheating.
Let's see. People said there's bad vibes. They said you can feel the awkward tension. And then someone said, girl, he ain't loyal. And then someone else wrote, he hugged her like she was his aunt.
Oh, yeah, something that I do so have to say is that I do understand that part. Like, I do understand, like, he didn't seem like too, it kind of felt like it was forced.
But to his defense, if somebody ever surprised me, first of all, I would just be a little bit awkward because I'd be like, oh, I'm like supposed to give a reaction.
Yeah.
Second of all, if they were recording it, if I saw someone surprising me, behind them someone with a camera filming it, I would immediately get so awkward. So maybe he's that type of person where, like, it's just awkward. Like, what am I supposed to do? Cry? It's like, boo, you sidetracked like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. So, like, if there was a surprise like that and no one was filming, it would be way more natural. Like, it's like when someone's filming something, it feels like so, it feels like I'm supposed to be, like, on, like, Jeopardy or something and be like, oh my gosh, what?
Yeah. But yeah, the whole thing is just so funny. It's also funny because they're in college for some reason that adds to it. Like, girl, it hasn't been that long.
Oh, yeah. This also makes me think on the topic of, like, what's it like living in a dorm? Like, so,
oh, yeah.
So, like, for some reason, I just picture, like, me living in a dorm, like, freshman year of college. And then, like, I wake up at 2 o'clock because my roommate is having sex with someone. And it's like, can I just please go to sleep? But does that happen, guys?
I don't know.
If you're in college.
But, Couch Girl, we're with you. And
I hope he's not cheating.
Yeah, from that, like, I don't know if we didn't look in deep enough, but, like, it doesn't seem that suspicious. It did seem awkward, but then again, like, situations like that are always, it's always going to be awkward and you're trying to film and get someone's reaction, you know?
I just feel like, yeah, there also is something so funny about the suitcase. Bringing the suitcase in is just, like, something's, like, deeply funny
also,
about
this is
it.
So horrible, like, if this is true, but it'd be funny if, like, he pretended he was single at that party and, like, was flirting with those girls, and then all of a sudden someone walks in with the suitcase.
So what did the other girl say again?
I haven't watched their TikTok, but I guess they said, like, oh, yeah, like, nothing was going on, like, they,
I don't know. It kind of seems like a case of people just over-exaggerating something.
But really, it's gotten, like, 60 million views. Like,
how does
stuff like that spread so much?
That's what's weird is that, I mean, I've already talked about this, but, like, it just proves that viral, like, doesn't mean everyone's seen it.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It used to, though, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy, though.
Next up, I just wanted to talk about hands-free dining. I forgot when we brought this up, but we were at a restaurant or something, and we must have felt lazy because we were just saying, like, wouldn't it be cool if, like, there was a restaurant where they literally fed you? Like, there's already...
Oh, yeah.
There's restaurants where, like, you don't have to talk to waiters. Like, you just order with a little tablet. But, like, I wonder when it will ever get to the thing where, like, you don't talk to the waiters and also they feed you.
But I kind of wanted to take it to the next level where, like, you are just so relaxed.
Yeah, that's what this is.
It will. They put the food in your mouth and they open and close your mouth for you.
Oh, you want to take it another level where they even chew
for
you.
Yeah, just because I just want to be so relaxed.
Yeah, we're like, you can just even just be laying completely flat.
Yeah, and then it's like, I feel like you choke, but I don't know.
But we were jokingly like, we should invent a restaurant where it's completely hands-free. This has already happened.
It's a thing.
Yeah, in London, I guess there was a pop-up restaurant. So I don't know if it's like a, I think it's probably already over, but I guess they said hitting up your favorite restaurant is a relaxing alternative when you don't feel like cooking. But why stop at having the food delivered straight to your table when you can have it delivered directly into your mouth? A new hands-free dining pop-up restaurant in London will take all the pressures off of dining by feeding you your meal so you can enjoy dinner without having to lift a finger. It's called Hands Off.
Okay, so they would literally feed you the meal.
Yeah, it would be interesting to do this because, like, that just seems like a really intimate thing, like someone feeding you. It
also
sounds, like, funny.
Do they just have really clean hands or are they wearing gloves?
I'm assuming wearing gloves, and I'm also hoping they use, like, silverware.
Yeah, and also, okay, this I'd be down to try, but the one that I was talking about, which probably isn't a thing yet, where they literally open and close your mouth,
but
I actually would feel
uncomfortable. They could ruin your tongue. Like, could they, like, bite your tongue?
Oh, yeah, so I'm saying, like, I don't know if I would fully want to do that, but this I would be down for.
Yeah, I would never want to do one where they chew for you. It's like, boo, this hurts. Like, what if they chew too hard?
Ew, I just thought about the grossest thing. What if there was a restaurant where, like, it is so lazy. So, like, they have the ravioli, they give it to you, and then they have, like, a list full of 10 people. Okay, if this is a thing, I'd be wild. A list full of 10 people, and you get to pick one. The one that you feel the most vibey with. And they chew your food and spit it in your mouth. Because
ew.
You're that lazy.
And they make sure, like, they let you know, like, I brush my teeth before and stuff. No, but even just going to this restaurant where they feed you, I want to know about the whole experience, because if you go out to eat with five people, if it's a situation where one by one they feed you, hell no, I don't want to do that. Because I want everyone at the table watching me getting fed.
Oh.
But I want us all to be getting fed at the same time, so there isn't any pressure on me to, like, you know what I mean?
I didn't think about this. I feel like this restaurant would more be of a thing for, like, 2 to 3 people. Because
also, like, how do they have enough workers?
Yeah, I feel like if it was just 2 people, they would have enough workers. But I feel like you couldn't do more than that because, yeah, they need so many workers.
Because think about it, everyone at the table needs to get fed at the same time. Like, we don't want us one by one getting fed by the waiter. You know what I mean?
So once
And also, like, getting fed, that could take a while.
So wouldn't the food probably be priced way more? Because yeah. I feel like it's like way more work being done.
I read more of the article and like more. I think it was more like small plates too, like multiple courses. Like they're going to feed you like 1,000 calorie pasta from Cheesecake because that could take 30 minutes. They're giving you like little like 1 or 2 bite things at a time.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. Now I actually am thinking about it. I actually don't know if I like it because I'm thinking about this one waiter. This one waiter that kind of had this vibe of like, I hope you guys are doing good. And like, I gave a vibe of like, they were trying to treat me like a kid. And
that one who always pretended we were both children.
Yeah. And like, and then I'm now pitching that same exact waiter, wiping my mouth and saying, okay, do you want any more? Like, I actually don't know if I could do with stuff like that.
It would
that.
Be funny to experience, but like, it wouldn't be something I would do. I'd probably only do once.
Yeah, because I'm not joking. I might like, actually feel like uncomfortable.
Yeah, because also
bit.
I'm picturing like I might choke too, because I feel like I'm have a bitch who like if someone's feeding me, I'll feel so much pressured. Like, it's you know how the whole situation is supposed to be like you're the one relaxing, but I almost feel like I'd be stressed because I'd be like, okay, so let me chill a bit more before you give me the next bite.
Yeah, the only way to do it is if it was like so calm, like in the person
but
was
even
just.
Then, like I feel like I'd have to eat so fast because they'd be wanting to give me the next bite, you know.
So with the person, so the person that's feeding you the food just wouldn't talk, I'm assuming, right?
Hopefully not. Then you. I don't want to feel pressure to keep a combo.
But yeah, okay. I have so many questions because it has to be a thing where. Okay, so if me and Lucas went to a restaurant, they have to feed both of us at the same time because what am I supposed to do when you're getting fed? Like, I feel like it should be a thing where, like, no one's talking because obviously I could just go on my phone, but I don't know. Now thinking about it, there's too many, like, random things
yeah,
that would
actually,
be weird.
I feel like it would just give me anxiety, this whole situation. Like, I feel like I'd just be stressed and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's giving the vibe of, like, I watched videos of those people that, like, cuddle with you in bed, apparently.
Oh,
it's giving like that sort of vibe. Yeah, is that like, was that just like a phase for like a month?
I don't know. That just seems like, yeah, weird. It seems like unsafe. Like to be the cuddler, like if you were just loved cuddling people and you wanted to spread your cuddles, like I'd feel scared going to people's houses to cuddle them.
The reason why I just wouldn't feel safe is because I feel like these gross people would view it as like a prostitution thing.
Oh, yeah.
When in reality, it just is like, oh, I'm getting paid to cuddle.
Or somebody might
sex.
Get too attached to me where it's like, this is just a business. Like, yes, I'm down to help you cuddle you through your loneliness. But then, like, they want to be friends and stuff. Like, it could just, the lines could get blurred.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, this is my job.
Yeah. It's like, I actually don't care about you. Like, it's just getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
So you have to have boundaries. But I mean, we should find a professional cuddler and interview them.
And I wonder, like, if they had to do classes for it or if they just were born with the skill.
I don't know. But somebody also emailed us. This is kind of throwing it back, but it's about Hunger Games. They wanted to know what we would do in the Hunger Games. They
so said, what exactly was the Hunger Games again?
It's where, I think the whole story is like, there's this rich society called the Capital. I actually never read the books. I just watched the movies. This rich society called the Capital, and the poor people have to fight in games, and it's all for entertainment for the rich people.
Oh, okay. This
and you
well.
Literally fight to the death. But if you win, I think you could have joined the Capital or something. Like, oh, you get like, out of your poverty if you win.
Oh, so you're like elite after.
But you have to kill like 20 people to do it.
Oh, okay.
So the person who emailed us, they predicted, which I'm offended, they predicted I would just die at the beginning. I think
like,
that's what they said.
You'd want to die?
I think I would just get murdered right away. And they said that you'd like hide or something. That was their prediction.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
The options in the Hunger Games, like, you either like fight right away, like right away once everyone starts at the same spot, you like fight everyone because you're like, bitch, I'm just going to kill as many people as I can while we're all together.
Yeah.
Or you're the type of bitch who hides for like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. So with shit like this, it is one of those things where you actually have to really put yourself in that scenario because like, when have you ever been in a scenario where it's that high stakes?
Yeah,
at least like you
could life or death.
Yeah, like I feel like your brain for sure changes. Like it's not like oh sweet and jolly la la la.
Oh, you go to like primal instincts.
Yeah, it gives like the energy of the purge.
Yeah, also Squid Games. I haven't watched it, but I'm pretty sure this is in the same vein as Squid Games.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it either.
I think it's something to do with, like, you fight, you, like, kill each other or something.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of scary. I always did kind of think, like, maybe if I was actually going to be in Hunger Games, I might, it depends on my mood. Like, if I actually was, like, if that morning I was just feeling, like, depressed and, like, why are we even living in society? Like, we have to do this. I feel like I might sort of bitch you at the beginning. I'd just, like, die. But I was like, okay, like, just kill me right now.
I get that. I actually, yeah. Because
I'd be like, I don't want to kill anyone. And also, I don't want to live in anxiety for 3 weeks waiting to get killed. It's like, oh, I'm, kill me now.
Yeah, because I've actually thought about, like, this kind of ties into the under the water. I've thought before, like, well, like, if for some reason everyone's fighting and the world's literally ending because of bombs and shit, like, hopefully that doesn't happen, but if it did, part of me feels like I'd just be like, I guess life is so much fun, but either, like, I kind of just, like, don't know, like, who knows, like, reincarnation could be real or whatever, and I just would be like, I mean, like, I guess I just, like, this is so weird. Like, I guess I just stop eating or something. There is something in me where I might just wake up and just be like, I'm gonna, like, give it my all. Because what's the point of not? Like,
no, if I honestly am answering the Hunger Games question, I would for sure give it my all. I wouldn't just give up because I'd be like, you know what I mean? I have confidence in myself that I could, like, climb up a tree and hide up there.
Yeah, like, I feel like when you have so much adrenaline in you, like, I kind of just feel like you could, like, beat someone up even if they're way stronger than you. I kind of feel like it turns into a thing of who's more confident.
Yeah, I feel like I would try to avoid, like, the one-on-one, like, the combat. I would try to hide out and, like, sneak up on people. That'd be more of my vibe.
Wait, so what do you eat during this? Like,
I think you just, like, try to find stuff in wilderness.
Are people, like, eating people? Like, did that happen in the books?
I don't think. I don't know. They get food or something through baskets. I forgot what the whole thing is.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That is a really hard scenario.
But do you know the storyline for the Hunger Games? Makes it a love story.
They fall in love and they don't beat each other up.
And they don't kill each other. They're the last one standing.
I don't get how
that happens. Like, why would they allow them? I thought they would, if this really was this futuristic society, like, wouldn't they just force them? Okay, one of you has to go, but somehow they both get out of the games.
Well, I guess, what if they both just said no?
Oh, yeah. And they're like, okay, I guess this is kind of cute.
Now I get why, like, The Hunger Games is one of those stories where there's a pit. Okay, Harry Potter. For me, at least, it's like, oh, fake, obviously.
Yeah.
But for Hunger Games, the reason why it's kind of airy for me is because, like, there is a pinch of, like, that could happen.
And it already has happened, like, back in the day, like, when they would do, like, those fights to the death things in the stadiums.
Yeah, and kind of, like, this is, like, kind of different, but the witch hunts. Like, in a way, that's kind of the same thing.
So, I mean, hopefully that never happens again, but, like, who knows?
Gotta get ready.
You guys, like, we're doing a lottery. Like, if you get picked, you have to go to the stadium, you know?
I hate shit like that. Like, no, like, thinking about shit like that.
I think there'd be some people excited. They'd be like, I cannot wait to fight. It's like, bitch, if you got in, you would cry.
That's why, okay, whoever made that axe-throwing place that's everywhere now where you drink and throw axes, or I don't even know if you drink, but people need to create more shit like that so people can let their anger out.
I know.
Because bitches are scary.
And, like, those rec rooms where you just go to a room and ruin everything. It's like, please put more around the city. Yeah, because, like, people got built up anger need to let it out.
People get mad when they're in traffic and everything, so they need to let it out.
I know.
This requires a pee break.
Oh, I'm...
Now thinking about all this under the ward shit, it makes me think about these shows where people do have bunkles and stuff for the under the ward. And, like, that's when you know, like, you've gone down the egg hole or whatever, the rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's like, when I see these bunkers, it's like, I don't want to live in one of those for 30 years.
Yeah, and then part of me feels like, I don't even know. Yeah, if someone actually had a bunker and, like,
Why would you ever have to live in a bunker for that long? Is that if a nuclear bomb is dropped?
Well, I think it would be like, some people do them underground. So, like, yeah, if a nuclear bomb did happen. I'm just smiling because it's, like, terrifying thinking about.
But that one, yeah, I don't know. Like, part of me in that situation, I'd be like, I just want to live in this little room underground for 30 years.
Yeah.
Because I know myself, like, after 2 years, I'm going to walk out anyways. So might as well, you know what I mean? I'm just going to be like, bitch, I'm bored down here.
Well, in the olden days, people made fun, you know? Read a few novels.
I guess, yeah, you'd just be, like, kind of in a cult vibe. Like, people, like, having people lived in basements for, like, 40 years, and they come out, and they're like, it was bad, but, like, not too bad.
I watched this thing on YouTube where I think it's apparently, I'm pretty sure some of you guys have for sure watched this. Well, apparently this is, like, the longest someone has ever lived alone. Or like, no, that's like documented. Guy lived in this house in the middle of nowhere for 40 years, and then like a camel coup came to him. And like I think he said like, oh yeah, like it's not like I like am like depressed or anything. I think he just loves like solitude.
Was he like insane though, I wonder?
I don't think he was insane. I think he just loves solitude.
Because I remember I was watching this neurologist podcast. What's his name? Huberman Lab. I don't know how you actually say his name. Huberman. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he said like he was explaining there was some episode about stress or something. And I guess when you're isolated, this chemical in your brain is released that makes you like paranoid and like kind of like on edge.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, there's an actual like thing in your brain that's released like if you aren't getting enough social interaction.
So I'm wondering for this guy,
like he must just naturally be lower in whatever that chemical or whatever is.
So you said with social interaction. So would it also, what doesn't always have to be the extreme of isolated. It could just be like if someone only talked to like one person for a month, but they only talked to them like once a week. Like could that probably might be the same thing? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I just remember he said, yeah, like something about when you're isolated and stuff like this, one hormone's released.
Wait, that makes sense for COVID.
Oh, yeah,
you
for sure.
You know how during COVID, like conspiracy theorists like boomed?
Oh, yeah.
So if like... that would explain the psychology behind it.
Oh, yeah. That is crazy.
Because people, like, you're just... some people only just have themselves in an apartment.
Uh-huh. Which, like, that... I don't get out. I, like, go those people who were able to do that. Like, I would not be able to live in an apartment alone during quarantine.
Oh, yeah. That'd be...
I would just like, have to start dating someone or just, like, if anyone want to be friends and hang out for quarantine together, like, I cannot do this alone.
Oh, yeah. Because I actually, like... obviously, I'm a psychology expert, but just by, like... but just by, like, thinking about it, if I was alone for a long period of time, like, if I was alone for, like 5 months or something, like, I actually do feel like maybe it would be a thing where, like, I don't know if it'd be, like, I don't know what you'd call it, but, like, going to the grocery store, I'd be, like, so, like, scared, kind
of. Oh, yeah.
But
I feel like I'm so dramatic that, like, after 3 days of being alone, I feel like I'd just be so depressed and stuff.
For real?
Yeah, I'd be like, this is so boring.
I kind of want to, like, try it. Like, I know, like, people, like, there's, like, people that, like, just, like, like, live alone for, like, a month or something and then come back.
Yeah, I remember I have kind of done that in a way. Like, back when we lived in Nebraska when I was, like, way younger and I hadn't moved to L.A. And I went to L.A. to film stuff. Like, there were, like, days at a time where, like, I barely saw anyone because, like, I didn't have that many friends there and, like, they were busy or, like, I didn't have that much to do before we started shooting.
So did
you go insane? I'm just being so bored and just being like, I hate this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I like hanging out with myself. But, like, I feel like I just need, like, I'm such a, I guess I'm an extrovert.
Oh, proven.
Oh, yeah.
Hail, extrovert. I like how you're breaking the stigma because I know a lot of people...
are embarrassed to be extroverts.
Well, like, yeah, I don't want to be shady, but it's cool to be introvert. Like,
yeah.
On the internet.
But, like, I'm a weird dichotomy where I'm an extrovert, but I am still shy. That's a thing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, because people have commented it because we've talked about introvert and extrovert. And I think it's, like, important to actually look to the definition of being an extrovert is when you get energy.
Oh, where you get energy from.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is I honestly feel like with me, I'm, like, in the middle. Maybe leaning towards introvert because I actually kind of do like being alone sometimes. But then I want to be with people, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of both. But then again, you have to be one thing.
Oh, yeah. Pick one. Pick one right now.
Gay or straight. I'm joking,
no,
guys.
In
that's
between.
All a joke.
Just kidding. Obviously, there is. Someone sent us an "Am I the asshole?" on our email. So should we read it?
Yeah.
We're gonna figure out if this listener is an asshole, and we're not gonna be easy on you because you're a bro show stan.
Little ad break. If you want to send us an email, you can at lucasjacobpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. Okay. Am I the asshole? Recently, I posted a picture on my Instagram with me and my friends with the caption, "Our pussies taste like Pepsi Cola." Obviously, the Lana Del Rey lyric. We've all heard that song. My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I am 18, so I'm not a minor, but I am in high school and living with my mom. Okay, so the literal high schooler wrote this. Okay.
But she, well, okay, yeah. But I guess she's like 18, so that makes a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
In this scenario, I don't know.
She goes on to say, obviously, I didn't care. And she said, all the comments were just like, love this. And like, all the comments were just like, oh yeah, go off. Like, nobody was weirded out.
I feel like with social media, like, if you go on TikTok, there's probably like people saying the weirdest shit that, like, I bet, yeah, there's some like, There's probably some people that say the word is shaman.
Oh, yeah. They said, my stepmom, however, texted me that this would prevent me from ever getting a job. Today, I was hanging out with my stepsister, and I ran into my stepmom, and she called my dad to come home so we could have a talk. I see them, like, once a month, and neither of them really have any parental control over me. Anyway, I'll summarize this part so it's faster. Stepmom says it's bad. Dad was uncomfortable. I didn't care. Stepmom calls my mom. Mom says it's not her business. Stepmom threatens to call the cops on my mom for, quote-unquote, neglecting me and not caring about my future.
Oh, my gosh. This got big.
Anyway, my stepmom wouldn't let me go home to my mom, so I called an Uber to take me home, and I called my stepmom a toxic cunt and blocked her on everything.
Wait, two whole face?
I guess.
Okay, this is like, I didn't know it went this far.
My stepsister says she's crying, and I broke her heart, and she only wants what's best for me.
What happened to the cops?
I don't think they were ever actually called.
Oh, okay.
They said I was being rude for ignoring them. They said, am I the asshole for not wanting to deal with the BS and blocking them? Anyway, I thought this was funny because it all started from a Lana Del Rey lyric.
Okay,
Del Rey breaking up families.
I know. So first of all, I need to talk about something that this screams. So there's probably like a big old word for this, but I'm just going to call it exaggeration. But okay, so I don't even know what it's called. But okay, so if for some reason I said something, but you can like easily like over exaggerate something. Like, so
oh, yeah.
if I was like mad and I said like, okay, like, you guys are all annoying. I hate you all. Okay. But then from that friend group that I said that to, they tell other friends and they said, yeah, like he literally said, I hated you. No, like they hate me. Like,
oh well, yeah.
Like that's what I did say. But I feel like you can like make things worse than they are if you aren't. I don't know. There's like that for sure.
Yeah. Also, I would get the whole job thing when it came to a photo. Like if there was a photo of you literally like doing something crazy, it's like, oh, that could like ruin your future, I guess, if you want to be in the corporate world. But just a caption, like, can't you just change a caption?
Plus.
And also, can't you go private? Isn't that how everyone goes private on Instagram? Why can't you? Like,
oh, yeah. Like, I don't want to like say what it is because I have no idea. But I kind of feel like a lot of people do shit like this. So like why they can't really care, right?
Yeah.
So like the overall point is like, I mean,
is she the asshole? Because she technically, I guess where she's coming from, she doesn't have to listen to her parents because she's 18.
I mean, this stuff, like, it's so like the idea of like someone, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I get both sides. Like I do get some of the parents being like, come on, like you can't write that. You know what I mean? Like you're only 18 and stuff. But then again, like calling the cops and everything is a little bit dramatic.
And just because of over a stepmom, Lana Del Rey lyric. Is like kind of a little too far.
Oh, yeah. So both sides went a little bit too far. And like it did get blown out of proportion by the bro show listener and the parents. Both sides just like took it to another level. So basically the asshole is Lana Del Rey. It's nobody's fault besides her.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if it just was the photo and your parents just said, oh, that's like a little too much, then you out the asshole. But I still don't think like you're the asshole, but it kind of just got blown to something bigger.
Yeah. No, I have, people are like so dramatic though, because I remember I forgot, some like friend of a friend or something, they were talking about how like their family was all mad because this girl was literally 22 and I guess she was posting a photo of her doing a shot, a video on her Instagram for doing a shot. People are like, that is just so unclassy, like we're all just so embarrassed. It's like, sis, what?
Oh yeah. I'm so glad from what I know of, like, our family isn't like that.
I just miss the days of, like, early social media where, like, I feel like everyone was so blunt on social media and, like, no one gave a shit. But I feel like nowadays, like, everyone's so scared, like, wait, is this going to come off wrong? Or, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like
am I going to look like I'm crazy or something?
I swear everyone feels like they're an influencer.
Oh, like, for sure.
I swear everyone posts something and thinks, wait, well, like, my friends think I'm, like, being crazy or something.
Yeah, like, is this cringy or whatever?
Yeah, like, I for sure think what you're saying is true, though. Like, so, I didn't get to experience the MySpace era, but I just picture people on MySpace saying the most crazy shit, saying, like, saying, like, saying, like, they're, like, sexual fantasies and shit, but But like people, they're like family didn't know about it.
I know, it's so funny thing about MySpace when you say that, because on MySpace there was a thing called a bulletin, which basically was like the status of MySpace, like where you would post something and it would go to all of your friends, I guess.
Yeah.
But there were these quizzes that everyone would do. We were all literally in middle school. Like I guess we were all like 13.
Oh, and it's that,
and it'd
like,
be like, so like how many like blowjobs have you given and stuff? And people would write like 3 and I'd be like, oh my God, like they're like going off. And I think like when I did my bulletins, I would just lie, be like, yeah, like I've had a few sexual experiences. It's like, boo, we're all like 13.
Wait, on your bulletin?
Yeah.
Wait, so when you did this, like when our sister saw it, what did you say?
Oh, I wasn't friends with anyone in the family.
Oh, because I was thinking
MySpace about you. Seemed like so private somehow, even though like I'm pretty sure my profile was public, but like I think it was a thing, like I just didn't think anyone would ever see it. It was like my own little like fake world.
Yeah, that fully proves the point of like I feel like over the years like people aren't as careful.
Yeah,
like,
or now everything seems so out in the open. Way more.
And like, and I guess, I don't know, this probably isn't that good of a thing, but, like, the parents didn't know about it. Like, isn't it kind of a thing where, like, obviously parents want to, like, control, like, the social media?
Oh,
now?
For sure.
That's so funny, though. Like, that's just hilarious to me.
Next up, an email. This person said, I know y'all like straight or whatever, but I have a gay question for you. I need some gay advice. I'm a gay. There's another gay on my sports team, and I want her to know that I'm a gay. But I don't know how to tell her. But she has a girlfriend, so I don't want to like make her think I'm hitting on her. But also, I'm not like closeted, so I can't come out and make it a thing. I just don't think anyone on my sports team knows I'm gay. And I want specifically this other lesbian to know.
Oh, so
how do
so, like,
I hint
you guys can
at
like
it?
Link up.
They said, by the way, I'm a bad gay. I hate Girl in Red. What? I've heard it. What is Girl in Red?
Oh, okay. So the two bullet points I have to make about her. One time I went into an old man outfit when she was playing. And the other thing I know about her is
oh, Girl in Red is just one person?
Oh, yeah, she's one person. And then she also did a Genius interview. And I just was curious. I saw her name was called Girl in Red, and the song was called Serotonin. And the song is good. That's all I know about
her.
I'm
going to have to get into Girl in Red.
She seems cool.
I've heard about her like on like Twitter and stuff. Anyway, I dress straight. I don't like theater or like any other gay stuff.
Wait, but why is Girl in Red is like anti-gay? I'm joking. That's
saying,
not the case. But.
She's saying I'm a bad gay. I don't even like Girl in Red. Is Girl in Red like a gay icon musician or something?
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. She's saying like she doesn't even like Girl in Red. She doesn't even like theater and stuff. So she's saying like she doesn't have any obvious ways to like tell this person she's gay. She can't be like, oh, by the way, like musicals and stuff. Like, so what? What should she do to let the other gay know she's also gay?
That's so easy. Talk about the title. Like, what do you mean by like y'all straight?
I think you're just joking.
I know. I was assuming too. But
that'd be so funny. People listen to the podcast. We somehow didn't mention we were gay in the episode, and they assumed like, oh, they're both straight men.
But the reason why I'm laughing is when I think of straight, when I think of like, yeah, I have a wife and 2 kids, but yeah, like I'm only 20. Like that's so funny. Think about all the twists and turns you could have with life. Like it's been like in another world, I could be straight. No, I'm not saying gays are straight, but I'm saying if I was, like, in another one of my personality, like, whatever makes, but if I was straight and had 2 kids already, that's so hilarious to me.
No, that is weird.
But how do you tell them that you're gay? Okay, so...
I'm trying to think if I was actually in a situation where I just wanted someone to know I was gay, and somehow like, they couldn't tell from just hearing my voice.
Okay, so I'm going to put... Okay, the scenario that I'm thinking of is I'm in, like, an improv class, and I just want this person to know, like, oh, I'm gay too, by the way. So, like, what? I actually don't know how I'd say it because it sounds funny saying, I'm gay too.
I guess you could just be like cringy and be like, how'd you meet your girlfriend? Like, I haven't been able to meet anyone or something.
Oh, that's
like, so
good.
Cringy, though.
I think that's a good start.
Or you could just say, like, so you're dating a. You could just be so awkward and funny, just be like, so you're dating a girl, be like, oh, I'm also gay, just so you know. You'd be like, just wanted you to know. You could just say that, just even though it's so awkward, and be like, oh my God, this is so awkward. Why did I even say that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, honestly, there's no way to really subtly do it. What are you going to do? Say,
oh, yeah.
By the way, I don't know. What could you even do to make it subtle?
I feel like the best way, yeah, is your option of just, like, basically saying, like, okay, and then after saying, like, okay, kind of saying, oh, I just thought I would mention it, and kind of, like, purposely make it kind of awkward.
Yeah.
That's
or
a
you
good
just
option.
Go up to her and be like, hey, fellow gay. And then be like, oh, I'm not making fun of you. Like, I'm actually also gay.
I'll say, hi, gay. And say, I'm also gay.
You're so, yeah, just be like, you're so gay. And be like, so am I. Like, bully them for like 2 weeks and then admit you're gay at the end.
I say, oh, yeah, I'm gay too. That was just all a joke.
Okay, no. Yeah, I just feel like you just need to be kind of blatant. It's just like, you know what I mean? Who cares? It's obviously going to be, it's just funny.
Yeah, I'm most surprised I didn't know that Girl in Red was like, a gay icon.
I know. I actually now feel like a bad gay person. Like, I didn't even know this was a part of the gay experience, Girl in Red.
This 100% is a competition, but for some reason, I thought you would mention King Princess. Like, oh, yeah. I didn't. I thought King Princess was like the gay icon.
Or like, I was trying to think of someone else, but I can't.
Ashley Tisdale.
Oh, yeah.
I'm joking.
Joffrey Evans.
So I didn't have that many topics, but I do have a few things to mention. So a few weeks ago on the podcast, I said, I can't listen to the song that goes like, in the summer of 69.
Oh, yeah. You said it really just, you had a very negative reaction to the song Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
Yeah, and it's from like the 70s or something.
I don't know, 80s.
But I was watching this video, and it said, someone said, the person said there's this word called anemoia. A-N-E-M-O-I-A.
Anemonia?
Yeah, anemoia. Oh. But it's when you have... it's when you feel something that you've never experienced.
Yeah, I thought you said it was nostalgia for something you've never experienced.
Yeah, yeah. It's nostalgia for something that you've never experienced. So that would perfectly explain the Summer of 69 thing, because as I said in the other podcast, I've never experienced what the song is talking about, but for some reason it makes me feel like, oh, that's sad. But that would explain what that is. Have you ever experienced that emotion?
No. When you said that, I was thinking of like, oh, what's a song that makes me feel that? But I vividly remember this time where I was in LA with our dad when I was like in high school. And we drove to the ocean in Malibu, and then we drove back to wherever we were staying in LA, but we had to go through like this weird part of LA I'd never been to, like way on the outskirts, like by Malibu or something. And remember we drove to this one town and we're like looking at it, and it's just like, it was grungy and just like reminded me of like, I don't know. It like gave me this weird vibe. I just felt like sad. Like, oh. I was actually feeling sad and gross. Like, it gave me the vibe of like, I never even done this. I don't even know how it feels. But like, if you did coke for like 4 days straight and like made so many bad decisions, and like this was the come down. Like, that's what it felt like. Like, looking at all these like, and it's like this neon lights, but they're like kind of like grungy and like everything looks so weathered and like not fully in color, like just like faded. And it was this weird ass feeling where I was just like, why is it giving me this reaction? Like, I actually just felt, like, gross and sad.
Like, that fully describes the word, because, like, did you kind of, like, picture, like, a story, right?
Yeah, no, I pictured, like, yeah, like, for some reason, in my mind, I can't remember thinking, like, I bet you in 10 years I'll drive through this town, like, after that, I'll have had, like, a horrible, and that's why I'm feeling this or something.
Oh, okay, because with the Summer 69 thing, it was, like, the same thing, like I kind of, like, picture, like, this alternate version of me experiencing, like, because the song goes like it basically about like his first love, and for some reason, like, when I listen to it, it's like this feeling of like it happened to me, but it didn't. So that's
totally what that is. It's not like, oh, just listening to a sad song and thinking like, oh, this is sad. It's like a whole different experience.
Yeah, because as in the other podcast, if you haven't heard it, I'm not joking. If you play, I know I'll get like shivers.
Yeah,
and it's not like. Because I heard that people have done this. It's not like an acid type thing. Like, I haven't done acid and listened to that song. You know, people say like they've done acid and they can't do something. That's not what I'm experiencing. Oh, no. Guys.
Yeah, that's so interesting though.
I know, because I feel like, I don't know, like, not to overuse the word and make it like a thing, but like, I feel like it might be common for some people.
Oh yeah, I feel like it's like something that doesn't happen that often though. Like, it's not something you feel like every month. It's like, isn't it pretty rare?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean by common, but like you might have like
probably everyone's had
it.
Something where they could like relate to that.
Yeah. I just like thought it was so weird when I saw that was a word, because it's like, wait, that's like exactly what that was.
So is it like an English word, or you know how like there's those other languages that like English doesn't have a word for this, but this is a word in this language?
Let me see. Do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Wait, did I spell? Is that even the right? Wait, I need to make sure I said the right word.
Anemonia.
Anemonia.
Is that right?
Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay. I actually don't know if it's a real word, like technically an English word, because I searched it, and usually, like, you know, a Google definition comes up. There's not a Google definition.
Maybe it's a new word.
Let me type in definition. I want to see if it's, like, actually in the dictionary. No, there's just the first thing that pops up is a video. Yeah, about the thing. And there's also an Urban Dictionary thing. So it's not actually a real ass word, but it's
on its way to becoming one.
And actually, I also have another word that I want to mention.
What is it?
I'm not trying to be like a deep person, but sandal. I was watching this psychology YouTube video that sounded interesting. Yeah. And sandal is when you realize that everyone has their own unique life. And this is actually funny because, like, you know, sometimes this doesn't happen often, but when you're like driving through a neighborhood and you think like, wait, that person's walking their dog, and like, it's what everyone actually like has their own unique life.
Yeah.
And they kind of think like only think about their life most of the time.
Oh, for sure. That is weird. Like, when you go through a neighborhood and you realize like every single house is full of people. Like, it's just so weird.
I know. It's like, it's so interesting think about.
So this life isn't just about me?
I know. The world doesn't revolve on you. It's really
interesting. It's like from last podcast where someone said in their childhood, the moment they finally realized the world didn't revolve around them or something, and they were so mad.
It sucks realizing that.
It is like kind of like a weird like feeling when you realize, like, obviously everyone knows the world doesn't revolve around them, but you do realize like, it just means there's so many different lives going on at once. Like, how is there even enough room in the world for all these lives? It's weird.
Oh, yeah, because the way that I think about it is like, I picture like there's like too much energy.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
Like there's bubbles of energy.
Because everyone's life is so big. Like, it's such like an immersive experience.
So, like intricate.
How are all these happening at the same time? And like, we're all woven together. It's like, what is going on?
Reincarnation's real.
Oh, yeah. Do you believe the whole thing we're all actually one?
What do you mean?
I read this spiritual thing where they say like, we're all one, but we're all just different versions of the one thing.
Oh, like, not to be deep, but like, but I actually do think like,
yeah,
I don't know if this is exactly what you're saying, but while humans, like, you actually get down to it, like, all there is like love.
Yeah, that's basically
like
what
I
that
feel
is.
Like love like triumphs out hate. I stole that from someone, but basically like, I feel like the solution is to everything is just like love, because we're all just like one thing. We're all just humans.
Yeah, it's when you actually get down to like, when you rip off everyone's like fears, like their personalities and stuff, like, we're all just like the same basic like thing. It's so weird.
I for sure, yeah.
Wow.
That's what it's all about.
So that's our first religious ceremony. To end the podcast, somebody wanted our opinion on a topic that's really been debated in their family, I guess.
Abortion?
No.
Okay.
That's for next episode. This one is, I promise I'm not even trying to troll with this, but my family has had a literal long ongoing debate about which would be the best way to have a pine cone stuck up your ass. They said, by the way, my family's redneck. So it's like redneck talk at the family, I guess.
Okay, this does kind of give the vibe of, I don't know if any of you guys have watched it, but MTV's Floribama show. I could for sure picture them talking about this.
They said both sides were argued, and it was still an equal ratio as to what way you should shove it first.
Like the big side or the small side?
Yeah, they said if someone randomly had an accident where they landed on a pine cone and it somehow got stuck up them, to get it removed, which way would the pine cone need to come out for it to be less painful on the way out? Keep the seeds and bristles in mind. So this is a good debate to have just as a entire bro show community. Yeah. Okay, so if for some reason a pine cone was shoved up your ass and you had to get it surgically removed, you're awake during the whole process, which way would be easier for it to come out?
I just want to talk about the only way, like, obviously we're not making this technical, but I want to make it technical. The only way this would happen is if someone purposely did it to you, or if you purposely did it to yourself, because you can just land on a pine cone and it goes
also,
up
like,
your ass.
Like, are you wearing pants?
Yeah,
like, unless you're butt ass naked, literally just like loosey goosey.
Your butt cheeks.
Loosey, like, you'd have to try.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that, like, okay, so in this scenario, like, you just,
but
shoved
somehow,
it up.
But somehow, like, you were taking a shower, you're butt ass naked, and there's a pine cone as decoration on the floor in this Airbnb you're staying at. You slip and somehow, like, you don't even know how, it's so unbelievable, but it happened.
Yeah.
For some reason, I think small part first, and then, like, the big part gets pulled out first, and then, like, you might as well, like, I feel like I'm a rip off the Band-Aid type person.
Wait, small part pull or big part first?
Small part first, but coming out big part first.
Oh, I thought the question was, how would you want it to pull out?
Oh, big part first, because I'm thinking, like, rip off the Band-Aid vibes.
No, that's exactly what I was pitching, exactly. I was thinking, okay, the big part would come out first, because then that's like the worst part. And also, if you did it the other way, I don't know if alpine cones are like this, but if you did the forced way forced, I think more of the bristles would be stuck in your asshole. Well, if you did it the big part forced, I think less of the bristles would fall off. I know this is talking about, but less of, because if this actually happened, the doctors would have to pull out the pine cone. Then they'd have to pull out a few bristles that got stuck. And I'm pretty sure if you pull out the big part forced, less bristles would get stuck. So thus you wouldn't be as in pain.
Yeah. And but, also, like, just with everything in life, like, just get the hardest part out of the way. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Even with my BBL facial today, like, they did, like, the most painful part first, which I was so thankful for because, like, I want to get the worst part out of the way. I don't have to wait the whole time thinking, this is bad, but it's going to get worse. I'd rather experience the worst and everything after that isn't going to be as bad.
For sure.
You know?
You just have to put yourself through the wringer.
Mm-hmm.
Beat yourself up. Just joking.
But thank you for sending us that.
I mean, yeah, so we basically both agreed.
But yep.
Thinking about what you're saying right now is like, when I'm actually pitching right now and it just makes me really uncomfy.
But
people shove a lot of stuff up their ass. I know like drug dealers apparently shove like cocaine up their ass.
Oh, does anyone do that for Coachella?
Or stuff. Wait, for some reason I picture Coachella doesn't care.
I think they do, like, I think they search you for drugs.
I thought you'd do it at your house and then go there.
But, like, what if you really want to, like, just do pop pills and do coke while you're watching Lizzo, you know?
That's true. You'd have to show it up there.
But, hope you guys have a good week.
Yeah, thanks for watching, listening. Boy.
Bye.